just talking to a lot of people in the past week that are out and about. Of course, we have basically the summer season really, really starting to get underway now, not only with people who live here locally, but people coming to the area for the different events. And Shakespeare and Company is getting set to open its 2018 season. The New England premiere of Morning After Grace by Carrie Krim. And we do have Alan Burrows with us again. Alan, nice to speak to you again today.
It's great to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we've you folks who have listened to Robinhood Radio over the years know Alan has been on. If you folks that haven't, well, you're about to get a treat. Now, Alan, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, the opening of the season with this Morning After Grace.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited to have this on our boards this summer, Morning After Grace by Carrie Krim. We're bringing back Reggie Life, who directed God of Carnage for us last fall. And there's a couple new faces out there on our stage. Steve Barkheimer is playing the lead guy, Angus, and Kevin Vavasour also shows up. And Corinna May, longtime company favorite, is also out there. It's a beautiful play, very touching comedy about life's second chances. It takes place in a retirement community and in Florida, and it's really about how we're never too late to suddenly know ourselves through chance intersection with various people, and it's really it's an eye opener. Very funny. Very moving, and we're really excited. It's off. It's off to a great start. And audiences seem to be responding very positively.
And it's not a sad story, right? I mean, this seems like it's going to be a comedy all the way through.
Yeah, there's some moments that really take your breath away, okay. and they catch you by surprise. You know, just when you think it's kind of a chuckle fest, you're going along, and then bam, there's a bit of a gut punch here and there. So it was done first at Jeff Daniels Theater, the Purple Rose Theater, and then it was subsequently done in Sarasota at the Oslo just recently. So I'm really thrilled that we can present it up here. It's a New England premiere, and Reggie's just done a great job along with the cast. So we're hoping folks will come out early. Seems still early in the season, but we're up and running. All pistons are firing here.
And if people want more information, of course, Shakespeare.org.
Shakespeare.org, the most unique website handle in the history of Shakespeare website.
And the great thing about Shakespeare.org, if you type it in and it's wrong, doesn't matter. As long as you're close to Shakespeare, it comes up as Shakespeare.org.
Yeah, if it's any comfort, I still can't type Shakespeare in one whack. I still have to slow down.
The box office number, by the way, is 413-637-3353. Now, for the production Morning After Grace, I see in the details here that you choreographed a fight in this.
Oh, yeah. There's a brief punch out. It's kind of funny, actually. It's not really. To call it a fight would be kind of stretching the term. I sometimes jump in. I've got some experience in putting some stuff together on short notice. Well, and you know, nowadays they're calling it violence design.
Violence design. I like that. You know, that's great, because that goes like with the cars years ago. You know, if you
that's
bought
it. Right. You got sound design and violence design.
You know, you used to buy a car that was tan, and it would be called Sierra Sunset. And it's the goddamn car was tan. It wasn't Sierra Sunset. It was tan.
Oh, yeah. I think I had a fuchsia car once.
Right. So now, you know, what's interesting about that, and I have to ask you about this. I was once visiting my mother. At the later stages in her life, she was in a secure location because she had Alzheimer's. I once witnessed a fight between two residents in wheelchairs. And it was sad at one moment, but it was also, and I hate to say this, very funny at the same time.
But
it turned out to be touching.
My old man, who also had Alzheimer's, he lived to be the ripe old age of 89, and I don't think anyone ever really wanted to mess with him right up to the end of his days. So,
yeah.
Hey, these folks aren't entirely daughtery in this. They're while it does take place in a retirement community, they're kind of in their mid 60s, early 70s. So. But I think it will resonate really with a wide section of our audience.
Now,
it's really quite moving. Yeah.
Seeing as this is the opening, really, of Shakespeare and Company, I mean, how long have you been working on this with the actors?
Oh, not that long, just 3 weeks for this particular show. Yeah, the non-Shakespeare's, we usually do, a week less. We figure, you get a week less to figure out this language because you speak it every day.
All right, now we should say this is at the Elaine Bernstein Theater.
That's right, right down the hill on our property. Yeah,
at Shakespeare and Company. Well, so now you're the director of this. I mean, what is your schedule for the rest of the summer? Is it crazy?
I like to say we practice the 6 P's around here, which is proper planning prevents poor performance. So I think I can say that on the radio, right?
Absolutely. You just did.
I just did. No, really, I like to say more often now that we're all about connection, collaboration, and commitment. So really, all the places are in, are all in all lined up, right? So there's a great staff working here, and so it's really just about kind of managing the surprises as they come along, and we anticipate a lot. So it's not, once you get the season rolling, it's not terribly stressful because you're just kind of,
you're in it.
The train has left the station. Yeah. The landscape in the countryside is beautiful. So it's really, I'm more concerned about next year. We had a really good season last year, and people really came out to see our programming, and it's off to a very fortuitous start this year. So, I'll be directing As You Like It in our Roman Garden Theater. Pastoral comedy, which is, just going to be a ball. I'm really looking forward to this. It's really fitting to do this particular Shakespeare play outside. That'll happen in August. And then in between time, we've got, we've got this gripping tale of blind ambition that is Shakespeare's famous Macbeth. And normally you're not allowed to say that play, but when you're working on it, then all bets are off. I'm bringing in a director for that, Milia Bensusan, an Obie Award-winning director, and I've worked with her a number of times in Boston, and she is just fantastic. She really gets what we do here, and that'll be in the main stage in the Tina Packer Playhouse, and that'll be headed up by Jonathan Croy as Macbeth and longtime favorite Tottie Randolph as Lady M. And then beyond that, we're doing an August Strindberg for the first time called Creditors with Jonathan Epstein and Kristen Wold and Ryan Winkles. What drew me to this play, which is really a psychological chess match, is that Alan Rickman, the late, great Alan Rickman, directed this in the West End, and I thought if Alan Rickman is drawn to a piece, then I am, because I idolized him for many years, and it's a real shame that we lost him so young. Love's Labor's Lost will be over on the Mount, on the Dell, directed by longtime company member and director Kelly Galvin. That's going to be, it's a spoof of Those Who Try to Shun Life, Love and Life, and it's a great afternoon for the family, because it's outside, it's on the grass, kids can run around if they get bored, they can run around in the back of the house, and it's really a great comedy. And then Heisenberg by Simon Stevens, which has been running in the West End, and our founding artistic director Tina Packer will direct that, and that is also in the Packer Playhouse, about these two people who have a very surprising meeting in a London train station. A 43-year-old woman from New Jersey and a 75-year-old English butcher. And that's just the language, and that was done in New York a couple of years ago with Mary Louise Parker and Tamara Hickey and Malcolm Ingram will head up this cast. And then, of course, Mothers and Sons by Terrence McNally. You know, Terrence is a Tony Award-winning playwright, and Mothers and Sons was done with Tyne Daly in New York. And Annette Miller will head this up, and we are really excited about this. And finally, the last show of our summer season is Here by Taylor Mack, who's a Pulitzer Prize-nominated author. And it's a very daring comedy that's really out there. And we're really thrilled and honored to be able to present this piece, directed by Alice Regan, who's worked with us before on our production of Or. So it's a jam-packed season, and we have something for everyone, and we're hoping people will turn out in force for it.
Once again, tickets for Morning After Grace are available online, shakespeare.org, or calling the box office at 413-637-3353. Once again, Alan, it's great to speak to you again.
Great. Thanks for letting me ramble on about the whole season in a breath there. I appreciate it.
Well, didn't
let you get a word in edgewise.
Well, that's okay. That's a good thing. I get enough words in edgewise elsewhere. We'll obviously speak to you again a little bit later on in the season. So have a great start to the season.
Thanks so much. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Shakespeare and Company, their season is started. The New England premiere of Morning After Grace by Carrie Krim. Once again, shakespeare.org on the web.